Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't even gonna hold you.
To empower blogs and online news media that people start themselves.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio back for another video that I didn't actually plan on doing. But if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome. And hello, because you know how we give it up here at the show. I'm loving seeing all the beautiful people here. What's going on? YouTube was playing with my premiere, I mean, with my live. So it wasn't showing that it was scheduled earlier. So I don't know. Hopefully you guys see it now. Hopefully you guys are in the building. If not, you guys will catch it a little bit later. How do we sound? Are we good? Drop me some bells and bombs in the comments if we are all good. I want to shout out to all the members. I want to shout out to everybody in the chat that is here. Yeah, because it's not even showing live on my page. That is crazy, yo. It's not even showing live on my page. YouTube is really trying me out right now. But that's fine. It's all good. I'm not going to be here on here that long anyway right now. But it's not even really showing me the people that's here. That's so crazy. This is so crazy. All right. So I want to, we're going to talk about the real today. And I don't even talk about the real. I have to be honest with you. I'm not even going to be no clout chasing lying, you know, dude here. I would not have known about this topic had it not been for Daytime Tea Time, basically putting me on game. So shout out to Daytime Tea Time for bringing this to my attention, because I don't watch The Real. I know she is a very big Real fan. So she actually built a video on it, and she goes a little bit more in depth than I'm going to go on the video. But I did want to give my response to what was going on. I'm not a fan of The Real. I don't watch The Real, but I did feel hit, and I am triggered. Okay? I feel hit, and I am triggered. So... And I wasn't gonna talk about it, because if I'm honestly being honest, I felt like I knew who they were shading, and I didn't really want to get involved with that, because I'm like, I don't even want to bring it back to that. I don't want to bring it, you know what I mean? But if you guys don't know what was going on, so I guess it was yesterday. Like I said, I don't watch the show. The Real was on, and they were talking about a source saying something about Jay-Z, and well, you know what? Let me just play it for you. I'm going to play it in the background because I don't want them to demonetize my shit. And there's a lot of challenge. Oh, I see Layla Lynn in here, too. She talks about The Real, too. So she probably has a deep dive on it, too. So you guys can check her out, too. I'm going to do it the getaway. I'm going to play the link in the background because I ain't going to do all that. But I'm not going to play you what Jeannie Mai said first. But I'm going to play y'all some of this. So let's listen to this audio. Now watch what Jeannie Mai says, because I have that clip here. Oh, hold on. Oops. I'm so heated that I done turned the damn show off. Hold on. Let's bring that back one more time, what she said. Let's bring that back one more time. Let's please bring that back one more time. Girl, I'm so heated. Hold on, I'm so heated that you would think she was talking directly to me. But I'm gonna let you finish listening. We're gonna keep talking. We're gonna go past that. Hold on. We don't care about that. Okay, so we know who she's talking about there. So they feel some type of way about these bloggers. And then Tamara or Tia, I don't know which one it was. Damari, she felt some type of way because she felt like there was a YouTuber. Let me just get to her. Okay, and that's true. But before we get into, because we know who they're talking about there. It's no secret. We know who they're talking about. We know who she's talking about. We know who she's talking about. So, yes, on one end, yes, we all know in that particular person, we know how that person gets down. It is what it is. So I understand, you know, but all of us are not like that. All of us do not lie about our sources. All of us are not making up stories. And my real issue is with Jeannie Mai. And when she talked about, you know, how can you, you know, basically respect somebody who started from the ground up. First of all, I'm very offended by that. I don't discuss the real, but I still feel triggered by that because I work my ass off to be able to do this. This is not something easy. Us as YouTubers, this is a career for us. And when it comes to this blogging game, it's blood, sweat, and tears. It's shade. You know, we have families, but as a blogger, what you have to do on a consistent basis is to continue to feed your audience content, which is not easy because the people that are watching, they get bored very, very quickly. There's plenty of bloggers like the ones here, Layla Lynn, Daytime T. We literally have to push every single day. We spend a lot of money on what we do. We don't have big budgets like The Real or The Wendy Williams Show or The View or any of these other places. So how dare you, Jeannie Mai, try to discredit what we do? Everybody is not salacious. Everybody is not for the sensationalism of it all. Everybody is not putting out lies. And so for you to put out that narrative, wasn't this the same girl that was picking up people off the street and styling them? Like she wasn't just big budgets and things from what I can remember before The Real, but it's like people get these opportunities and all of a sudden now it's like, oh, you guys are the small people. You started this from your home. You know, what did the bitch say? Let me go back to what she said because I'm irritated. I want to hear what she said one more time. I want to hear what she said one more time. Let me hear what she said one more time. That they start themselves without any credibility online. Let's be very clear. The reason why is because half of you guys are all coming to YouTube. All these celebrities are now coming to YouTube. All these housewives are now coming to YouTube because you guys see the draw that we have. You guys see the bag that we're getting. And majority of you celebrities and you media personalities and you artists and all of you all, you guys are jealous and envious of us. So you guys are trying to take your platforms and become news reporters. So, hence the reason why every rapper now has a podcast. Every artist has a podcast. Anybody that has 10,000 followers wants to be an online YouTuber. Let's be clear. I remember when NeNe Leakes came onto my show and I did an interview with her last year, and NeNe Leakes tried to call in and she was like, oh yeah, you're on, I'm here, I'm listening into your live. This one I kind of was like done with NeNe Leakes. Don't try to discredit me, girl, about having a live show. You can call it a show, and your bitch ass called in. It's a show. And now all of a sudden, now NeNe Leakes has a closet show where she's doing reviews and discussing stuff in her closet. Like, I don't like that people feel as though, you know, we shouldn't be able to get in on this. Just like Candy. I know a lot of y'all like Candy from The Real Housewives. I don't like Candy because I feel like Candy trying to take the money from everybody. Why has Candy got an online show? Why do all these celebrities come to YouTube, but we can't do it? No, that's BS. And we're credible because what you guys don't really realize is a lot of people do come to us with information. They definitely do. And we're not as corporate as the rest, as like these major networks. So we can just put the news out like the real news. Like, we're going to put out the real tea on y'all. And there's a lot of people that they're to me, it just feels like people don't want us to be able to have an opinion or a voice on them unless it's the narrative that they would like them to push. So, you know what? To those people that's working from their home, starting your own business, keep going. Because the only way that you're going to get to that spot is from grinding and getting it out the mud. Because I can tell you, when I started this a couple of years ago, I never thought I would be here. I always wanted to be, and I want to go further than that. And I'll tell you, as a blogger, especially being a Black blogger with not a lot of opportunities, and you know, a person like me that don't take no shit, I'll call this person out on their BS. I'll call that person out. When everybody is low-key clicked up behind the scenes, and it's shade here, shade there, because every blogger wants to be the top blogger, or they want to kind of crawl out of the motherfucking barrels in hopes to get in a mainstream deal. And so you have to fight every single day. And if you, because you have a smaller platform than another person, the person with the larger platform, what they say is law, because people are more likely to believe what they say because you have a smaller platform, and the whole while they're over here trying to stop your bag. Oh, yes. Like, all those things happen in this field. Or when YouTube decides to make the algorithm switch, they want to start changing shit up. And we have come accustomed to a certain lifestyle. So now we have to figure out how to rework it and move, maneuver, when you don't have to do that on a major network. You get what you get in your contract. You negotiate it. It is what it is. We work very hard. I may not like every blogger, but let me tell you something. As a whole, as bloggers, as personalities, as YouTubers, we bust our ass, the good ones at least. And the good ones, we spend a lot of money and we sacrifice a lot of time for the content. I can almost probably guarantee you, most of us, especially the ones that don't have mega platforms, we have to sit by on ready by our phones, by our computers, and we have to be ready to upload in a minute because there's so much competition. We have to be ready to go live in a second because there's so much competition. And then you got this blogger over here that doesn't like that one, or this one that doesn't like that one, and all these different weird things. We have to bust our ass. And for her to try to make it seem like we shouldn't be able to get credibility, or we shouldn't be able to see success, or we shouldn't be able to, you know, draw an audience because we started it on our own. Yeah, everybody's not giving us an opportunity. But I do see that they have, you know, and it's no shade to him, you know, they frequently have, you know, Kyle from the Neighborhood Talk, you know, they have him up there. That's fine. But they're not giving every blogger that opportunity. They're only going with the commercial vote or the bigger Instagram platforms. Maybe if The Real opened it up to other people and filtered through the different bloggers from YouTube or on Instagram and made it more, you know, open to other people, then maybe it'd be a different conversation. However, people are not giving people online a chance. We are having to literally break the doors down and create a seat at the table. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm talking about me. I don't get handouts. Everything that I've done, I've worked my ass off, and I had people literally trying to stop me from growing to this day. Literally trying to stop me. Literally building channels to try to stop me. Niggas look just like me. I'm talking about from jewelry to everything. You get what I'm saying? So listen, I felt offended by that. When I'm like, I know I'm working and I'm getting it through the mud. I'm on YouTube every day. I'm Googling. I'm buying plane tickets. I'm flying here. I'm flying there. I'm trying to learn. Like, no. Anybody that's working their ass off, don't and seeing something like that, do not be discouraged. Do not let anybody tell you that you're not deserving of success because you started something on your own from your home. Bitch, how dare you? How dare you, ho? How dare you? How dare you? How motherfucking dare you, bitch? Yeah, you would swear she was beef with me, but I feel hit, even though she ain't talking to me, but I don't like that because I know what I've been through, and I know how hard I worked, and I know them days where my fucking anxiety kicks in, I know where my stress kicks in, and I know, you know, when you, trust me, I know what it feels like. You be uploading a video and shit get demonetized, bitch, been canceled, you know what I'm saying, and still have to go, and still have to endure. So yeah, I ain't like that at all. I ain't like that at all. I understand kind of what everybody else was saying, but let me tell you something. YouTube is the new wave, and that's why everybody is coming down to YouTube. These celebrities. First of all, I think I was on YouTube the other day, and I think what the rapper Sweetie was doing mukbangs. Everybody want to be a YouTuber, baby. Let's keep it a stack. Even the Instagram bloggers. You know, the Shade Room, the Neighborhood Talk, them niggas, they want YouTubes now. That's why you notice, let's just keep it all the way. They don't really post YouTubers, but now they want to be YouTubers, nigga. Like, but that's the kind of game that we play. You see what I'm saying? They don't repost YouTubers, but they follow YouTubers because now they starting to want to be YouTubers. Yeah. So everybody want to be a YouTuber. So let's just be very clear. Everybody want a platform. So the people at the ladies at the Real aren't the only ones that are deserving of a platform. They have better act. They have more access. However, you're not going to shit on me because I'm creating a space here because everybody is not lucky to have a seat at the table. Let's be real. Hold on, this is my best friend. He coming in. Hello? Hello?
I'm downstairs. I'm outside.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to have him open the door. I'm streaming right now. Hold on.
Okay, I can't see.
Yes. So, yeah, I felt some type of way, y'all. I really honestly did because I know how hard I worked, and I know how hard a lot of us work. And, you know, I've even taken courses and classes, and I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into my brand, and I'm still learning. You know what I'm saying? And I've made bad decisions, and I've made good decisions. And for a person to sit up there, it almost feels like they're saying we're not deserving. Like you shouldn't have it because we have it. And I realize a lot of people, whether it be radio personalities, whether it be daytime television personalities, whether it be even Instagrammers, they are a little bit envious of us YouTubers because they're just like, why are they getting all the draw and they're getting paid? I mean, even Cardi B made a statement to where she was like, she felt like the YouTubers that talk about her should get paid because we talk about her. No, it's news. It is what it is. And no one, so I want to encourage all my people out there, especially the bloggers out there that's doing the right thing, that's being genuine, that's working their ass off. I want to shout out to Daytime T for doing her thing. I want to shout out to Layla Lynn because I know those are two women that definitely work hard, you know, and they talk about the Real. But outside of them, there's a plethora of bloggers. There's a lot, small ones and large ones and intermediate ones. Don't let things like this affect you. You can do anything that you want to do because let's be very clear. Not everybody's going to give you a seat. Everybody's not going to share your video. Everybody's not going to, you know, allow you to sit next to them and share their platform with you. They're not going to do it. So the only way that you're going to make it to be something is to start something from your home. That's the only way you're going to do something. So, you know, like, ooh, that's that like white privilege shit that I don't like. Girl, you think you fucking a black man, so you in. No, bitch. It don't work that way, ho. And that don't even just go for bloggers. That go for clothing designers, that go for you know, chefs, anybody starting from the bottom. Everybody had to start from somewhere. Oh, I didn't like that. I wasn't even going to talk about this. I ain't even going to lie. I didn't even know about this until Daytime T told me about it. But I felt triggered because, you know, I know what I've been through within the last year of YouTube. And, you know, with, you know, losing 1,000 subscribers, which losing money and still having to come back. You know what I mean? I know what it's like investing hundreds of dollars into logos and set and computers and microphones and cameras and lighting and desk and headphones. All this shit costs. Niggas don't just give you shit like this shit costs money. What are you talking about? Come on. This is not free. To look clear like this, do you see how clear I look? This ain't cheap. This ain't free. Child, I felt hit, bitch. I've been feeling the way for a minute because I've been seeing the bullshit. It's not even just the Jeannie Mai. It's the Instagrammers now wanting to be YouTubers, but they really wasn't sharing the YouTubers. You see what I'm saying? Like the Instagram blog, you know, my fans would send them stuff and we'd send, but they don't ever post you, right? But then they start following you. Then they got a YouTube channel. You're like, what's going on here? Then the celebrities want to play in your face like, oh, on your live. But then they turn around, Nene Leakes, now you got an internet YouTube show. Get the fuck out of here. A lot of these celebrities and these bigger platforms feel like they should be the only ones with the access. And baby, it ain't happening. We are all on level ground here. Because I know a lot of us get more views than some of these mainstream celebrities. And they don't like it. All right, we'll take a couple calls. I'm a little irritated. Ooh, I didn't realize I was that triggered. But I was, but you guys know why I'm be triggered like that, because I work really hard, you know. Whether you agree with what I say or not, like, you know, I sacrifice a lot of time for the content. That's one thing that I like DJ Academics for, because he says he sacrificed a lot of time for the content, especially when you're doing pop culture, celebrity news, you know, quick topics like that. And then every day is not a good news day. So sometimes you have to literally create content and be honest. Now, there are some bloggers that will create receipts and lies and they go far. But I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the bloggers on a slow news day. But when you know you gotta still make your quota for the month, you have to create evergreen content, or you have to create a video, or then YouTube throws you out of the algorithm because some bitch is out here doing an exclusive live video. And so they got all these views because they lying on somebody. And here you are trying to be honest and people don't want to believe it, or people are not watching as much. So you have to find a way in a world where everybody has an opinion, especially on celebrities, to how you can be creative enough to stand out and get the views and get subscribers and so essentially, you know, make your coin. That's not hard. I mean, that's not easy. That's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I may not like every YouTuber. I may not like every blogger. But at the end of the day, I understand the job of a blogger is a lot of work, and it's hard, and you really have to give a lot of your time and your life and your energy to the content. And a lot of times the fans don't even understand how much time we give to the content. Now, some of your bigger bloggers, they have a team, so that's why they can put out a video as soon as something drops, because at that point they're just talking over the mic and their team has edited it all up and shipped it out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about me. This is the one-man show. I ain't got no team. I don't got no assistant. I don't got none of that. I have to find the content, edit the video, crop the video, learn how to do the thumbnail, find the content, think what's interesting. Like, it's a lot. And I have a regular life, too. And then you know how y'all be. Y'all all got opinions and y'all feelings be hurt if I don't respond back to you. This, that, and the third. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot. And then you got people on this end trying to drag a bitch down every chance that they get. And so you, it's a lot. It's a lot. So for a person to try to make it seem as though, you know, you shouldn't, you're not credible or you or we shouldn't be able to be in this position, that's bullshit. No one's going to make me feel like I don't deserve what I have when I know I fight every single day for the position that I'm in right now. Yeah, that pissed me off. Y'all can tell I'm a little triggered and heated. All right, we're going to take a couple calls and I'm getting off the line. 201-4862, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, this is Steph. Listen, I want to say keep up the good work. I love what you're doing. And that one that you dropped today about coming out, that was wonderful because there are so many parents that do turn their children away. But back to this topic. We are, for some reason, unacceptable because we're coming from the bottom. And I say that you encourage me a great deal because I've seen the fights and I've seen the stuff you go through. And I see you traveling and I see you still standing tall. And so I'm going to keep going because of what I see in you. So keep
Thank you. Encouragement
and you continue. And I love you. And stay great. Be real. Tell it how it is and do what you need to do. Open that door. Boom.
Because let's be clear, let's keep it all the way 100. As black people, there are not a lot of black bloggers and black media influencers that stick together. We don't really just big each other
up
and share each other's stuff
because
everybody's in competition. And why are we in competition? Because bitches like Jeannie Mai make you feel like you shouldn't even deserve it. So even when there's that one opportunity, everybody wants to be that one. So I can understand it because everybody's like, well, I want to make it. So I can honestly understand why people are like, shit, I like you, I love you, but I can't have you mess up my opportunity because I want it. But that's because there's not a lot of opportunity for black, you know, media.
It's true.
It's not.
And the last thing I want to say is a lot of these people, they have investors and stuff. We don't. We don't. And so we have to take penny by penny and hold it together and don't spend this nickel because we got to put it together when that nickel come to get this, get that, so that we could try to, you know, be noticed. But we don't have the fight that they have because financially we're putting back into what we're trying to accomplish. They're
already
recognized. Period.
Absolutely. Thank you, caller.
Love you. Take care.
Love you too. All right, 267-3381, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Armand?
Hey.
So this is Tosh, and I mean, clearly I love your show, so I think you should know who this is by now. But my opinion, right? So, like, okay, first of all, I just really don't respect the whole, like, you know, oh, well, basically, Jeannie Mai just putting down, like, people that starting from the bottom and making their way up. You feel what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, we are living in a time where being an independent blogger, artist, whatever other type of entertainment that people are in, that's lit right now. People don't need to go to these major labels, these major companies that are famous or whatever in order to be famous. Now you could be at home in the comfort of your own home. You can buy your own tripod. You can buy your own light. You can, you know, set up your camera. You can set up your iPhone for all anybody here that got good quality and, you know, do your thing. And, you know, the more you keep being consistent at it, you're going to get more subscribers. You're going to get more followers. Next thing you know, you're getting sponsorship deals and you're over here, you know, like now you got a fan base so you can go to this event and make money with that. You can network and make more money by your darn self without signing your soul away. So long story short, I just feel like they just hating because of the fact that now people are tuning in to normal people versus
right.
their celebrity asses.
And at this time, you know, you're able to pull in people based. It's not just all about your looks anymore or the color of your skin.
Yes.
Listen, you're talking about what people like, you know, you can call people on their bullshit. But I think a lot, I was having this conversation with one of my friends a while ago. I feel like these celebrities feel some type of way. We were talking about the likes on Instagram, how they're removing the likes. And I think that some of these celebrities really don't care, like the old school celebrities, because I feel like they already have their name. But a lot of them try to, like, throw shade at us social media celebrities or influencers because they try to, like, take credibility and influence away from us. But that's because we're starting to share the same spaces as them. And we got to remember, they're still people. And so they're still subconsciously in competition with us. And now they're a lot older, so they really can't keep up anymore. And so you got these YouTubers and Instagram models and Instagram influencers. It happens in the comedy world. It happens in the blogging world. It happens in the music world. That's why a lot of people don't like Cardi B. That's why a lot of comics don't really get into, you know, DC Young Fly. There's like, it's a lot that goes into it. Like, if you ask any comedian, they don't really respect Instagram comedians, you know? And now the media is trying not to respect YouTubers. No, you're going to put some motherfucking respect on our name because we do that research and we get down to the nitty and the gritty, okay? It just sounds like she was over there salty at the reel because people was exposing her and dishing her tea.
Right.
But they talk about people all the time. They even have a messy segment where they invited the damn man from the Shade Room. So what the fuck?
Oh, no, they didn't. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like,
that's the bullshit.
Yes, like I just feel like they hate. Like, honestly, they on some old head hating type stuff. Like, it's like old heads don't never ever want to like cope with the new wave. And the new wave is being on your phone, being on these social medias, building up your fan base, building up your following. And that's how nowadays people get put on. Like, all of that going outside in the cold and it's like 10 degrees outside and you got on like two pairs of pants and with like two coats trying to hand out your flyers and your CDs or, you know, hey, check me out. Those days are over. Nobody's doing that no more. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they just upset that now regular people like ourselves do not need like the big time entertainment, like major labels no more or major companies no more. We don't need y'all no more. That is the point. Like, I mean, yeah, okay, y'all might still run stuff like in the world. But at the end of the day, boo-boo, like, people are tuning in to regular people like us because we are more relatable than y'all. Us regular people cannot relate to y'all.
Well, you know why? Because we're not bought. We're not bought. Like, we're not really bought. And then at the same time, here's the thing. You know, if you're doing what you do and you're really investing your craft, you know, you'll start getting some checks, like, low-key. And so that's why you got Candy Burris, her ass, trying to suck all the money up from everybody. That's why I don't fuck with Candy. Candy trying to take everybody money. She tried to suck all the money.
That's the thing, though. It's a big enough pot.
Oh, Candy is so irritating. She's a greedy bitch. And then she actually put her daughter's Cash App. Didn't she do her daughter's Cash App or a GoFundMe for her daughter? Don't get me started on Candy. I cannot stand Candy because Candy tried to suck all the money. But thank you, caller.
No problem. Love you.
Now, as far as bloggers having to reveal their sources, what bloggers going to reveal their sources? You know, I can't stand Tasha K, but at the same time, if they were throwing a shot at her, which she probably was, I mean, you should have just put a name on it. You should have just said her name at that point. You want her to reveal her sources. You want to throw shade at YouTube bloggers. Then say the name. Give the bitch really some clout. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, y'all do the same thing. So if you want her to reveal her sources, then, bitch, you reveal who you talking to. Put a name on it. Put a name on it. Bring her up there and ask her who her source is. That's how you do that. I'm not taking up for the hoe, but you know what I'm saying. Still, right is right and wrong is wrong. Oh, lady, it's so stupid. She's talking about do like Bravo. Which part you want them to do like Bravo? Where they say the blogger lady? It debunked the whole shit she said. Put her up there, but make her look like a complete liar. Shit. shit. Whoa. 647-8533. You guys are giving me a key to nine. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Last time somebody called her the blogger lady, she sued them. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to basically say I feel like they're trying to kick bloggers out of the game since a lot of celebrities are trying to hop on YouTube nowadays. Mm-hmm. I feel like they want to take the real to YouTube soon because, like, their ratings right now are pretty low. A lot of people don't even really watch a lot of mainstream TV platforms anymore.
Yeah.
Like, even myself, like, I mostly watch YouTube. That's it. Like,
yeah.
That's my TV. Not much people really watch daytime TV as much, like, TV a lot. Like, it's not even that necessary. Not only that, they're very censored. So it gets kind of boring and dry. A lot of people like to watch YouTube bloggers because you guys are very uncensored. You guys get to the, like you said, get to the nitty gritty. You guys get to the point. And also, when she said that you guys weren't credible, I get it. A lot of people in the chat are saying that, she was at least directly talking to you. I get that. But however, it's the principle. It's the fact that she said that about bloggers, period. Has no,
right.
It doesn't matter if she mentioned Tasha K's name or not. It's the fact that she said that, period. It's about all bloggers, whether it's about her or not. So regardless,
it's not even just about bloggers. To me, it goes a step further because she tried to make it seem like because you started something from your house, you were not credible. And that doesn't matter if you started a clothing line, a shoe line, a marketing company, a blog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all got to start somewhere. Everybody doesn't walk into access of $1 million budget and get put on some mainstream platform. How dare you try to make it seem as though people starting from the bottom are not credible. That's not all people. So for me, I took it as a personal thing for bloggers, but as a people, she basically kind of shined a little bit of light into her spirit and how she thinks. And, you know, I mean, y'all, I know y'all, a lot of y'all, you know, are not into the whole empathic stuff like that. But to me, it really showed me a lot about her spirit. Her spirit, she's very nasty, and she looks down on people,
also,
and I don't like her.
It's also like on the side
she thinks
of the
she's better than
principle of it. Yeah, like aside from it being the principle, I feel like she's also diminishing other bloggers as well. So like even though her opinion is just her opinion, it's the fact that she's influencing people that are watching the show, like, hey, don't trust these bloggers, like, oh, like they're all like spitting out like wrong facts, like, and it's like you don't even understand what they go through. Like, she doesn't understand, they're celebrities, they barely have to make the work. That's what I'm taking in. They barely make the work. You guys do more work than they do. So you guys deserve the followers and the subscribers and the
absolutely.
And the
guess what they get to do? They get to sit down and have the show already prepped out for them and what they're going to say. The ladies at The View, they have a whole screen built into the table telling them what notes are they are. So when they go in, all they know is they have their opinion, and this is what you're talking about today. Wendy Williams, that woman don't even be watching shit. She goes into a meeting, and they talk about it for 15 minutes, and then she forgets shit, and then Norman ends up telling her what's actually going on. Then she gives an opinion. But people like me and other bloggers that have to be on screen, and, you know, some of these are black women that have children, you know?
Exactly.
And so you are a full-time blogger, which means you have to be on the pulse of content, and you have kids, you have to edit, you have to put videos out. You know, if this is how we make our money, you have to understand it's hard, especially when YouTube, it's an influx of bloggers now. Everybody wants to be a blogger because they think that it's
easy
when it's really not. You have to spend a lot of money. You get what I'm saying? To really get into, you know, some things. And YouTube, although it's when it's good, but when it's bad, you know what I mean? And things happen. So go ahead.
I feel like in general they shouldn't be backing other bloggers. I feel like in my opinion they should be uplifting if anything. But I understand why they do that because they're losing ratings. But it's like you know, you kind of got to give credit where it's due. Like, you guys do more work than all of them. Like, period. Like, shows like that, you guys do way more work and you
and
guys
let's be very
way
clear.
More information. That's
people like me on camera. Like, you see, I need a haircut and some more shit. But you know, I got Thanksgiving coming up next week and I got another week coming up that I'm going out of town. Girl, I'm not going to be spending $40 every 2 weeks. That's almost $107 for two or three weeks. However, you know, I might have to do that because I'm on camera. That it costs money. Everything costs. So when you, so whereas they have hair and makeup, you know, I don't have hair and makeup. I have my own hair and makeup. I have my own style. Like, I don't get clothes fit to me. You get what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. For them to try to make it seem as though, like, you know, try to play it, downplay it, I don't like that. Like, I ain't like that at all. Like, I did
feel
a little trigger.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
I ain't like that.
Yeah.
But thank you, Carla.
Regardless of them naming names, thank you.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that because I know I work very, 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 very hard. I know I have days where I feel like I want to give up. There's days where I'm like, shit, I'm going back to work. And I'm like, no, you know what? I'm going to stick in there. You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to invest in myself any way that I can, you know? And so when a person tries to make it seem like, and I know that I'm not a mean-spirited individual, and I know that my intentions are pure and they're good. Like, I don't intentionally try to, you know, exploit individuals. I don't intentionally put, like, let's be very clear. Y'all know how I started. If I really wanted to run amok on YouTube, I could be that exposer. I could have been had 100,000. Because let's just keep it all the way a stack. Sometimes you gotta fake it till you make it. So some of your favorite ones with these sources and exclusives, if you don't think that they was making up stories just to get the subscribers in, and then they started getting, you know, real sources, which are halfway real. It wasn't until their platform started to grow. Niggas is just not coming to you with 10,000 subscribers or 2,000 subscribers or even 60, just giving you just information when they can go give the shit to TMZ or give it to another YouTuber with almost with a million followers. You get what I'm saying? So my thing is this. If I really wanted to really jump, I know the viewers like the bullshit. I can make up some salacious shit. And y'all would buy it. Y'all would watch. The people would watch. People will make videos on it. It'll go viral. It'll trend because we reach these people now. However, that's not in my spirit. That's not in my spirit. I'm actually like to get a little messy. I got a little attitude, but I'm happy. You know what I mean? I'm not hurting. I'm not trying to get back at anybody. I'm just interested in the gossip of it all. But internally, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So I don't choose that route because I don't have a vendetta against people. I have a little bit of integrity, girl. Let's get into some things. We'll take a couple more calls and we're going to get out of here. This wasn't intended to be a full live, but I had to get it out because, you know, my girl Daytime told me about it. And, you know, I was like, you know what? I was battling. Was I going to talk about it? Because I just did a phenomenal video. If you guys haven't seen it, it's probably a video that most people won't understand, or I don't know, but it's why your son won't come out of the closet. You know, so it's different. It's not celebrity gossip, but I did drop that video earlier today. It will be interesting to know what you guys felt about it. And if you know anybody that is feeling that way, send them the video. It's a good video, you guys. It's an interesting listen. You know how they say it's a good read, it's an interesting read? It's an interesting listen because I shed some light into my personal life. So if you guys are interested in that, watch the video. All right, 754-5213, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God, Armand?
Yes, we're here.
Good evening, Mr. Wiggins. I got through. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, this is what I want to say in reference to what Miss Jeannie Mai had to say about bloggers. I think that a lot of these people who are on, like, daytime television and not on social media like YouTube are envious of the fact that we as content creators, we have the freedom to basically be ourselves. We're not like policed in a sense. They have producers.
Yes.
They have like, sponsors. So they have to kind of follow rules. Whereas most content creators, they pretty much, like you said, they grind, they do what they have to do, extremely entertaining, and they could be envious of that. That could be, mm-hmm. you know, that could be it. And that's why they're throwing a lot of shade all over the place to these bloggers.
Yeah, and, you know, and I just, even though all the bloggers, you know, we don't like each other, but I really wish Everybody don't have to agree and like each other. I really wish, though, my dream would be, like, for all the bloggers, especially in our sector, for us to be able to do, like, if we could do, like, a live, communicative live, like, once a month or something where we just all dish tea together. That would be so epic for the fans. Or if we all were able to go, like, my goal or dream would love to be able to go, like, on a tour with all the bloggers, like, the legit ones, not just motherfucking fools. But legit ones in our sector and just kind of, you know, have a bloggers tour. Like, that would be so dope. I feel like moments like this, the bloggers should stick together, you know?
Agreed.
Like, we need to stick together because we all understand, whether we agree or not, we all understand that it's a lot of fucking hard work, man. And
mm-hmm.
that's partially the reason why all of us don't fuck with each other, because we be like, man, nigga, we working our asses off, yo. You know what I'm saying? We work our asses off.
And I look to you for you along with a lot of other bloggers for inspiration, because I remember I was watching your video a while back and I was shocked at the fact that you said that you've been doing this for less than a year. And I was so shocked, and just to see the rapid growth, that was so, like, motivating to me, you know? So, I mean, there is, even though all the bloggers don't get along, there is some sort of silent camaraderie between everyone, because everyone is influenced in some sense by each other, and I like that. So I agree that we all should come together as much as we can and try to uplift each other, because YouTube is taking over. Like, people are canceling their cable. No one's watching regular television anymore. You understand what I'm saying? Like, everybody goes to YouTube for the news, for reviews, to even watch TV shows. So, like I said, like, it could be a little bit of envy because ratings are slipping. And no one is really checking for shows like The Real or The View anymore. Not anymore. Not in this day and age. So,
mm-hmm.
I do think that we should all stick together. And I do want to say I love your content, love your growth. And I really like the message that you gave earlier on in this, in this live, where you basically just keep grinding, grinding, grinding. So
keep grinding. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. And don't be afraid. And listen, the reason why I say this is because I know I have a personality. Either you like me or you hate me. And sometimes I bite my hand because, you know, I'll be the same person and be like, bitch, fuck you. You know what I mean? But it's like, I don't really mean it, but you pissed me off. So, you know, sometimes, you know, I've been a person, I'm going to be real with you. I have burned some bridges, but at the same time, it's because it's like, you know what? I'm tired of being fucked with and played with. And I'm, you know, and it's when you try to get into this industry, people don't understand that blogging, this is literally the industry. If nothing else, this is the core of the industry. We are the media. Without the media, there is no celebrity.
Right.
Let's be very clear. Without the media, there is no celebrity. If we're not talking about you, you don't exist.
Exactly. Yep. You're
period.
Right. Yep. So whether they like it or not, they got to respect us because we keep it going. We keep things trending. We keep people relevant and things and topics relevant, just like regular news, like the morning news that people would watch. We're the new wave. So they better get on, you know what I'm saying? They better get on board because it is what it is. And I don't think this industry, as far as blogging on YouTube and things like that, is going anywhere because a lot of people are making a lot of money. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about.
Thank you. But I want to say this, you know, especially to the YouTubers that are watching. I don't know. I'm just in this zenful place ever since I got from New York, you know, for the ones that will accept it. You know, I think us as YouTubers should stick together even more so, because what's interesting is, from a blogger standpoint, you have YouTube bloggers and you have Instagram bloggers. And sometimes the Instagram bloggers, for whatever reason, they get a little bit more clout because you can see the follower. And so sometimes the Instagram bloggers feel as though that they're bigger than us YouTuber bloggers, but they secretly are watching us. But so us YouTubers need to stick together. And really, we really need to stick together with the Instagram bloggers, but they're a little bit harder. Like, there's some Instagram blogs. Y'all know who they are. They don't really fool with us. And it's just like us as the YouTubers, YouTube community, we need to be a little bit more unite because, you know, we need to support each other. We really should support each other more, honestly, because, you know, people are coming for our spots, yo. And we're not, and I know a lot of us, some of them have been on, some of you guys have been on here longer than I, but we cannot let these Instagram people come to YouTube and take our spaces from us. And then these celebrities trying to come take our spaces from us. And then these housewives trying to take our spaces from us. We cannot let that happen. And with the changes in Instagram, I can almost guarantee you it's going to be a lot more motherfuckers coming to YouTube. Trust me. And if you're a real YouTuber, you know how you can see who's viewing your page. So if you know what I'm talking about, you know I know who's really watching. And when I tell you they're all watching, from the big YouTube news outlets to the Instagram, they are watching. And I'm sure you guys know too. So we should stick together to a certain degree. We ain't got to be best friends, but we gotta stick together. All right. 864-5086.
Hey.
Hey.
So I wanted to say, I don't understand how Jeannie is even hating on YouTube or, you know, the bloggers, period, when she on YouTube herself. Like,
right.
What's going on? Like, girl, you just posted 9 hours ago. What are you talking about? You on here trying to get a coin too. I just don't understand it. And you've been posting all week. Well, hell, not all week,
they
but
all
like all
on YouTube. They all have to be on YouTube. That, and that's what pisses me off. Every one of these celebrities, from even Wendy Williams, hell, Nicki Minaj lets her shit be on YouTube. Everybody be on YouTube. Like, don't let it.
But,
I told you, Sweetie is doing a mukbang. These celebrities got YouTube channels, bro. Like, these niggas want to be in our position. And we still getting the same amount of numbers, if not more,
right,
than them. They don't want us to get this bag. They want to just soak it all up with their celebrity. That's
right.
Because that's
the
people
coin
in them. That's the person.
And
because
I,
these celebrities are not gods.
You can tell Jeannie, you can tell Jeannie, like, you could tell Jeannie really put in some time into her videos. So my thing is, you on YouTube trying to get a coin, you know, to a certain extent, it's a form of blogging. Regardless if you sitting there at a mukbang eating, talking your ish, or we sitting here just talking our ish, sipping a little drink or whatever, you still on here trying to get a coin. So why is you hating? Like, I'm just confused on why she would even speak on that when you're on YouTube too. Or, you know, even Instagram. You're on Instagram trying to get yourself promoted as well. So stop trying to hate on the next man. That's all
Thank
I'm
you.
Saying. Like, it didn't make no sense.
I just
want to
say, and I just want to keep, reiterating, anybody that's starting a project, I don't care what it is, from their home right now, that young boy, that young girl, that old woman that's starting her life
right
over, that older man that's like, you know what, I want to do something different with their life, you can do it. Don't let motherfucker, you can start anything from your motherfucking room. Don't let them people make you feel like you can't do shit or you're not important because you have an idea and you may not have the budget. You can start that shit.
Right,
you can start
but
that
the whole
shit.
Thing about it is her production is not, she's not at the real set when she's doing her YouTube videos, Armand. Like,
right,
she is in the circumference of a comfort zone that's comfortable to her. So what the hell, what is she talking about? I'm not understanding that. You are not on some big set like you at the real when you're on your YouTube channel. Y'all, I mean, not to try to give her no promotion, but she has a YouTube channel. She just posted recently. How are you talking about anybody doing the notion of getting a coin when you're doing the same thing? You know?
I don't like that, yo. That really turns my spirit. I don't like that. Especially coming from a porcelain woman like that. I don't like that.
You
don't
know.
Tell me. Don't discredit me. I don't like that.
The Jeezy situation was cute. You know, we went for that. But you cannot be far-fetching too far, baby girl. Just sit back a little bit. Because, I mean, honestly, the Jeezy situation shocked me. But now
right,
you're going into people's bags and trying to say, hey, and discredit them. You know what I mean? And say,
right,
you know.
And
like
then
you're
sitting on your platform to try to get people not to support and watch us or try to make it seem like YouTubers are like, we're not that important, or Instagrammers are not that important. No, bitch, you're jealous because we actually have the real influence because niggas are not watching TV anymore. Nobody's watching TV anymore, motherfucker.
Okay, let me get off here. Let me get off because there I go. Bye-bye.
All right, because she had went off, too. I don't know what she was saying. Oh, bitch, she still had a little bit of Tourette's. But I'm with you, bitch. Fuck shit, bitch. Put me first. Let's get into some things. This is why people don't watch TV. You're live on the air. How long have we been on here?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Armand?
Yes.
Hey, Armand.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's good. I was calling in to just kind of weigh in on Jeannie Meyer, and I feel like right now that people in the media, mainstream, that they're really hating on the fact that these bloggers as yourself and Lovely T and everybody else, that they're able to be self-made, and that they're able to build these channels. And I'm telling you, the media right now is scared. They're scared because they're losing viewers. The TV is leaving. I got rid of my cable. I watch everything on YouTube now. I watch
right.
you. I watch my other bloggers. I get all my news on YouTube. So I feel like they are trying to shut down and make it become a platform where it's all about celebrities in their channel.
But, you know, and I appreciate YouTube because, you know what, I was tired of trying to figure out, you know, how can I get on? You know how you know when you have a talent, but, you know, you gotta wait for somebody to see it. You gotta wait for somebody to think that you're good enough. No, motherfucker, I know I have what it takes. Guess what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna buy my camera.
Yep.
I'm gonna talk to this motherfucker, and we gonna really see. I'm gonna put my money where my mouth is, and we gonna see if I can draw an audience. You know, I don't like
That's
to
it.
Be honest with you. If a media company right now wanted me to work, I could swear. I promise you, if the Breakfast Club or TMZ was like, I want you to come work for me, I would not do it because I rather work for myself. I don't want to go work under no media company.
Exactly.
Now you can pick my show up and put it and give me a check. However, but I don't want to be an employee of
somebody else.
TMZ. No.
Yeah.
Because I like the freedom that I have.
They can fire you. Once they're done with you or they feel like you said something that was out of line and what they're agreeing with or their narrative, they'll get rid of you. You see what they did to the guy over at TMZ. They got rid of him. So you don't have that freedom anymore. And I think that's what makes them so envious of the YouTube platform, and they act like, oh, because they worked their butts off in radio and did all these different jobs to get where they are, that you guys aren't putting in the same work, when I believe that it's a lot more harder to do what you guys do every day.
It is. It's very hard because we don't have any team, yo. Like a lot of us, I'm talking about
team.
For me, I don't have no team.
Yeah.
I don't have no editors. I don't have no thumbnail makers. I don't have no assistant. I don't have nobody. Listen, the reason my set looks the way that it looks is not because, you know, I had somebody do it. It's because I had to figure it out. So you can see the shit. It's still not 100% right, but I'll get to it when I can get to it. You know what I mean?
That's
it's right for now. You know what I mean? So,
That's
but
right.
every day I'm
you
diligently working on how it can be better.
That's right. You the next Howard Stern. I say it all the time.
Fuck. I'm tired of that because I'm like, I'm in here damn near can't sleep because I'm trying to figure out how I can be better. And you got some bitch on TV trying to discredit me because another bitch want to lie.
That's right. And they can't. They can't. I don't care. They can't. So YouTube is the new wave and we on it, watching it. And look, they're going to be mad. I'm telling you, they're going to be trying to shut YouTube down or trying to find ways that they can discredit and take money and demonetize and all these other things. But nah, as long as we watching, y'all going to make money.
Thank you so much. Bye. All right. Okay. What was our door? Okay, we got two more and then we're gonna bounce out. Make them quick because you know we don't hear an hour. They tell me my videos is long, so we're gonna try to keep it short. 408, this is San Jose. This is from where I'm, you know, this is California. 408-1784, you live on the air. Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Are you calling my phone?
Okay. Private caller, you live on the air.
Yes, I want to let you know that, you know, it's sad that YouTube is not really being honest with people. YouTube is actually up for negotiation with Spectrum. They're trying to sell their company.
Oh, really? And how do you know this?
They're trying to sell. That's why they're being so inadequate about the way they're doing things. They're up for negotiation.
Okay, and so why do you say that? You're saying Google is trying to sell, not you, because Google owns YouTube.
Google is trying to merge along with YouTube. All this
no, Google owns YouTube.
Is, yeah, they're losing a lot of interest in their cable. Everyone is getting their internet, but they're not interested in the cable channels. So the stations are up for negotiation to buy this actual media outlook that you guys use every day. And you get the first news and you put the information out there, and a lot of the networks are getting very angry about it, and they're feeling like, you know, they shouldn't have to come to work if they can go on YouTube and find it.
Now, sir, see, now this is why they'd be mad. How do you know this? Because now you will be considered a source, but you are you a reputable source? Do you have any receipts?
I'm just letting you know.
How do you know?
You know?
How do you know,
2020,
sir?
2020, you'll find out a lot of things. Just hang in. Trust me.
Okay,
I have to go.
Well, how does that affect the YouTube platform?
You'll see a lot of changes. That's all I'm going to tell you. All
okay.
I can say.
Well, that helped with nothing. But thank you.
You're welcome.
That did absolutely nothing. That did absolutely nothing. That didn't do shit. That didn't help at all. He didn't even know that Google owned YouTube. That didn't help. But anyway. Well, I love y'all. Listen, I'm getting out of here, so my video is going to be too long. But I really wasn't planning on doing this, so thanks, Daytime, for giving me the info. Shout out to Lady Lynn. But listen, if you two are willing to do something together, like maybe we can work it out. You know, hold on, that 408 number is calling again. Hello, 408-1784.
Yes.
Okay, you ready? You know what you're doing, right? Because you said I called you.
So this is crazy, but. Yeah, this is the Bay Area. I don't know you're from the Bay, but let's talk about how much does it cost to start up a YouTube channel?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. It just costs whatever you got. You got a phone, that's what it costs. Okay. He's not ready. Anyway, listen. I would like to do that. You know, we can work it out however we need to work it out. But I think that the fans would really, really enjoy that. You know, and, you know, girl, I don't care. I honestly would just do it as a give back, just as a one time, just to see if it'll work. I don't give a fuck about the other stuff. But I think that we should do it. You know, if anybody's willing to, you know, get on board with that. I think it will be dope, and I think it will show some type of camaraderie that people can actually come together and do it, because I know a lot of the subscribers would like to see their favorite YouTubers on one space getting into some celebrity tea, like all like, you know, like 12 of us, motherfucker, everybody up there just getting into some things. So I think that'd be fun. So I don't know how we could work that out. We're all creative, so maybe we can think of a creative way to do it. And even if it's not 12 of us, if it's just us three, I'm here for it. So I think it would be great. All right. I love you all. Somebody said, are you and Lovely T mad at each other? No. Why would I be mad at Lovely T? That's my girl. No. That, why would you try to be messy like that? Shout out to Lovely T too. She gets into some things. All right, so we're gonna wrap it up here. I love you all. And until next time. keep that same energy, and maybe you know, Layla Lynn, and you know, and Daytime, we can email and discuss. But I love you all, and we got to stick together. Jeannie Mai, that was trash. And for anybody that's trying to start